How is the pizza in Guido's dumpster?
Oh, it's amazing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Welcome to Uber Spicy, the hot new spicy food challenge in a car. Today we have a special guest with us, comedian Teddy K. Welcome to the show. How are you with spicy food?
I am pretty good with spicy food. I love spicy food. As I'm getting older, though, it's great going in, and then going out is like where I get more concerned.
Do you have a specific like hot sauce you like, or?
I really like Frank's. Frank's is just a solid
Frank's
one.
Yeah.
Sriracha before it started being in everything was pretty good too.
Can't even get regular sriracha anymore.
I don't know. It's like spicy mayo.
All right. Well, we're gonna
those ramp
levels
up
and go beyond that tonight.
Shoot, that one in the middle is very red.
Yes,
it is. That is the bomb.
Yes, that one is
insanity. That is a scary blend.
We have more water back here, but there's two in your door.
Oh, fantastic.
And a couple here. Yeah. So.
One for every hole.
First sauce up tonight is sriracha coming in at 2,200 Scoville units. Down the hatch.
So measuring Scoville units, is there like a machine that like will give you a reading on it?
I'm not sure if it's an exact science. And you'll see that tonight with the numbers of them. And don't always correspond.
No, with the heat. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there's just one dude that they're like, how spicy is this?
And
you're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
9 million. Yeah. His name's like
Scoville.
Bob Scoville. Let me explain the rules too. We have six sauces. Sauces 1 through 5. You can have all the liquids you would like on the 6th one. You have to go 5 minutes without any liquids to get through the 5 minutes of fire challenge and win the prize tonight.
Oh, you guys are sick. You guys are sadists out here.
And you got in the car.
No, you didn't even know us. All right, next up is our very own Uber Spicy Original Habanero Hot Sauce. The Scoville rating on this one is unknown.
You gotta run it by Bob.
Yeah, yeah, that one Bob guy hasn't tried it. Yeah.
Down the hatch.
All right, Teddy, looks like you started comedy in October 2022. What made you start and how is it going?
I went in to catch one of the Lesbi Kings shows when they were running them at Mad Swede. And Norrell was a host that night. And I talked to them a little bit about it. And then I also saw that there was like an open mic coming up. So I decided to check it out. And I got curious. I wanted to see if I could go up and just like riff first off. And I was pleasantly surprised that the audience was like resonating with it a little bit.
So you didn't have anything prepared. Is that what you're saying?
Wow. No.
Oh,
I was just like, here's a couple jokes off the top of my head. Mad Sweet on a Thursday night almost always gives unless the energy is weird.
Yeah.
Josh and Ian have a show that they're doing at Mad Sweet where it's in the brewery section.
Yeah, we did with them like February 24th. Yeah. And then after the comedians got done with their sets, we had our car parked out there. They hopped in the car and we did like a chip hot sauce challenge thing with all of them.
I mean,
Chris nearly threw up that night.
Oh, number one.
Is that the worst one?
It's the worst one. Are you sure?
No,
okay.
Let's do it.
This is Hellfire Doomed.
Is it like a billion Scoville or something?
6.6 million.
Okay. So a little bit more than a jalapeno, you'd think.
A little bit. Not too.
And
I was like, I'm taking a break.
She stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it was all over, we're standing around inside. I start sweating. I feel my stomach. I was like, use a restroom. Over there's a fucking line for the restroom. Ew. Can't get in. So I was like, I'm just going to go out to the car. I had one of these puke bags out and I just start dripping sweat. Yeah. I like literally drips. I soaked one of the napkins we had. Oh. And,
that happened at one of the open mics I went to. Is before that I had just gone to like a Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
And I crammed like 5 plates.
Okay.
And I just get up there and it's like I could feel, yeah, just yeah. Like this was a miscalculation.
Yeah, right.
Number 3 is Tierfing's Curse, coming in at 99,000 Scoville units.
Wait, Tierfing's?
Tierfing's. Down the edge.
This is one Chris loves on his eggs. Alright, Teddy, how did Comic of the Month go?
Ooh. It went interesting. A lot of the folks I knew Henry was gonna win it. Because Henry is just a ridiculously funny guy. Most of the folks that went up had like started doing like comedy like around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
For me it was mostly I felt that one. Like, I got the sauce
yeah.
kick.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
I like that. That's kind of citrusy.
That one's tasty, yeah. I like the taste. Yeah, it does have a tangy flavor to it.
I took notes on it. It, like, really hammered in. Holly got second place. And their set, they took the time to, like, really hammer in and, like, structure.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went up, there was moments where... like written material that I had it solid. The fillers and like one-liners went out my ear. So that night really like hammered in how important like the structure is to it.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the judges was like gave a input and was saying like, you know, as like a comedian that does niche material. And I was like, yo, niche, like, just say I'm a faggot. Like, just say that I'm outside of the bell curve. Like,
should we move on to...
Are we ready?
This is the one that has a color that's kind of freaking
weird. Yes. Yeah. You ever watch Hot Ones?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the one where everyone starts reacting.
Yeah.
Are you okay if I put, like, a little close-up of that?
Yeah, go for it.
Like,
yeah.
That's fluorescent.
Next one up is Da Bomb Beyond Insanity, coming in at 135,600 Scoville units. Down the hatch.
Mm. Oh. All right, Teddy, do you do drag or have a lot of friends that do? And then thoughts or statements you'd like to make regarding conservative politicians and their current attempts to ban drag.
So, that one's spicy.
And you can have any water, please.
I think I'm going to have to. I
can do it.
Yeah. One of my partners, Tony, does drag pretty regularly at the balcony.
Okay.
And I've been very lucky to be able to... be there and watch them do it and support it. I met like a lot of really cool people.
Yeah.
In that scene through them. And. Ooh, yep.
Oh, it's awful.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
When I got a close up of the seeds, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Whew. And I guess where I feel it at this point. Is like history repeats itself, and we've already been here a million times.
Uh-huh.
And every single time that politicians are trying to take a stab at identity or whatever, it's literally to distract from the fact that they know economically the other shoe is going to drop, and they just don't have an answer for it. So it's like, let's distract from the actual problems. Give us a little breathing room by making people fight over whatever.
Yeah.
And where I'm at is, like, I have a joke that I do on stage where it's, like, you know, the folks that are writing some of the bills, it's, like, we've had like, Larry Craig, you know, like, trying to, like, pick up people at, like, fucking airport stalls and, like,
yeah.
shit like that.
On August 8th, Larry Craig pled guilty to disorderly conduct for allegedly propositioning an undercover cop in an airport restroom.
And it's, like, there's... never, like, any laws being, like, yeah, let's make underage marriage, like, more illegal, you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing against, you know, grooming people when they're, like, under the age of, like, 21 or, like, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So, really, it's more about they still want access to children. They just don't want to be queer about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sorry, that got way, way political. There's a couple comedians that are like, oh, great, you gave them a fucking platform. Just endless. I could go on. You could tell that this is like.
Yeah.
You got me spicy. I'm just like.
And you haven't even had one drink.
Has anyone just done it straight face? Like just been like.
Marina Wool.
Yeah, Marina Wool was straight face.
It was crazy.
Yeah,
we were dying. Just had a little glisten in her eyes. Yeah. That was it. I was like, are you okay?
Yeah, she was.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I joke with Marina that, like, they got, like, the resting bitch face.
Yeah.
It's just like, one of these days I'll get it to break. I'll be like, there's something behind there. Mm-hmm. There's something behind those eyes. You are a human being.
Yeah.
That was our first time spending time with her, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a nice person.
No, she and Brittany were the hosts of the Friday night show.
Oh, okay.
And they were great. They're like, what's the two like old folks from the Muppets?
Hey, what are you doing? I dropped my gum. Hey, lady, would you pass my gum up? Taking it out of their wig first.
Oh,
I forget their names, but in the balcony.
Yeah, imagine that, but like way more feminist and lesbian.
Right, what's your review of the bomb?
The bomb? Very, very, it's spicy.
Yeah.
I would say like thumbs up, that's spicy for sure.
Flavor?
I liked it.
What? Oh. You're like number two, I think.
Yeah, because it's kind of barbecue-y.
I feel I find a chemical.
Yeah.
A little bit. Next one up is Melinda's Ghost Pepper Wing Sauce and Condiment, coming in at 400,000 Scoville units down the hatch.
Do you know Melissa personally?
Hmm?
Do you know Melissa personally, or is it just Melissa?
No, it was just a friend. Yeah. Not my friend.
Oh, damn.
All right, music. Who in the Boise scene is a must-see live? Strictly because I've seen that you are at shows a lot, it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
And who would you like to see on Uber Spicy Season 2 from the music scene?
Okay. So, everybody. I've floated between, like, Boise and Spokane. And so, like, I've gotten the opportunity to see a lot of really, really cool shows. There's this band right now, Dirt Russell, that has Angela Hewlett on drums. And I got to see the previous bands that they were in, Desert Graves. And those members have separated and are in, like, rodeo screens and stuff like that. And all those guys are really nice people and make incredible music. Band was kind of younger, like Neocentrics. They were on KTVB a little bit with a couple of other bands, like Ingrown and all of those bands. Boise's kind of like blowing up in terms of like representing like hardcore.
Yeah.
Oh, also the Desert Graves folks, French Tips. French Tips are really fun.
French Tips. A while back in December, we had a rapper on.
Oh, heck yeah.
And we, got a lot of people from his scene, you know, started watching too, so like we want to venture out into music scene a bit. All right, coming up in spot number 6, Hellfire Doomed, coming in at 6.6 million Scoville units.
Hellfire Doomed,
down the hatch. Timer started.
Sorry, I heard you whimper back.
Yeah, whimper. All right, Teddy, you said on Facebook that you started rebuilding your life about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. What have you learned, and how has your life changed in that time? Lost.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Boo.
Oh, my God. Take that.
That's twice he's done that on a show.
Oh, man.
Just, I need to wash this down.
Instant reflex.
Yeah.
Like, when I first went back to Boise, I took, like a few months because I had just ended like a roommate situation where there are other people in like their late 20s, early 30s, and they started bringing around like 19-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, look, that's closer to my daughter's age than my age. And I was like, I can't be around that shit anymore. Mm-hmm. So I made a choice that caused me to like rebuild where I was just like, I can't be in like this environment anymore. I need to take a couple months and like come back and try to rebuild and all that. I've been like very, very, very lucky to not only have partners in my life that support what I'm doing and actively are encouraging me to go and do it, but also just like it's alright, I'm being a bit real, I'm thankful. I think anyone that's kind of navigated some stuff where they've had to kind of be like self-resilient,
yeah,
or trying to reestablish stability in like times or like places that are kind of chaotic,
yeah,
they all have chunks where it's kind of like, well, like they're waiting for the other shoe to drop, like they're waiting for either things to like get chaotic again, mm-hmm. But I don't know, like if like even like from like last year, if I was to look at like what's going on now and like the awesome people that are in my life, like all of the things that I've been able to like prioritize like creatively or like then my hobbies and stuff, I would have been like, you know, like, yo, like I would have expected you to like, you know, I don't know. I feel really lucky. I'm really glad that you know, I'm participating in an art form where it's like regularly I get to interact with like people that like challenge me.
Yeah.
And like I don't know, are always like improving.
Uh-huh.
And to have like partners that support it, you know?
Yeah.
Like I think, you know, most people would like, you know, that's all you really need, I guess.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm much happier now.
Oh yeah. Well, like everyone has like stupid hobbies, right? It's like a miracle when you have someone that's like also down for your
stupid
yeah.
hobby.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
So
I just picked up the harmonica.
Yeah, yeah. You start playing the harmonica, yeah.
You playing Prison Blues yet?
Not yet.
Not yet, no.
Oh man.
No. What do you play?
I play guitar and I do vocals sometimes. But the buy-in for equipment is just getting pricier and pricier. So yeah. It's like, if I'm going to dive back into it, I want to make sure that I'm ready.
Yeah.
And I guess that was another motivation for like doing stand-up, is like, I really miss like being on stage and doing performance. Stand-up, fortunately, the buy-in is mostly time.
Right, you know, right,
it's,
right.
It's
yeah.
time and effort. So
yeah, you don't need equipment really, and you just need your voice.
I mean, Aaron will bring equipment on stage for sure.
Oh, he's, really?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. Aaron.
Does he?
Wymiller?
Yeah, yeah.
We saw him before.
Oh, that's right.
With his electric guitar.
Yeah.
At one time.
Yeah. So Brittany and Aaron are definitely like doing the crossover with it.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Teddy, you killed it. You got through the bomb, Hellfire, 5 minutes of fire challenge. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and you have won.
Woo. Thank you, guys.
Welcome.
Well, one more question. How is the pizza in Guido's dumpster?
Oh, it's amazing.
Is it really?
Yeah. So